Chapter 12. Finally. On Monday afternoon, after Miss Keiko rang the bell, Bat walked outside as fast as he could without running. Running was not allowed in the school hallway. Bat couldn't wait to go home to his very own room. He couldn't wait to see the baby kit again. He had called Mom every day to ask about the kit, and she had called him each night to tell him a story before he went to sleep. But now, finally, he would get to see the kit and smell its fur and feed it with a dropper. And maybe Mom would even let him name the kit. He had thought all weekend about a good name, and he thought he finally had the perfect one. He couldn't wait to tell Mom. But Mom's burgundy station wagon wasn't in the line of waiting cars. Israel's mom was there in her tall blue van, and Jenny Pearson's grandmother was there in her little green bug. One by one, Bat watched his classmates climb into cars, blue cars, white cars, black cars, clean cars, and dirty cars. No mom car. Suddenly, Bat felt a hand on his shoulder. It was a man's hand with three silver rings. Mr. Grayson's hand. "Your mom must be running late, huh, Bat?" asked Mr. Grayson. Up close like this, Bat noticed a line of hard, short little hairs just sprouting above his teacher's upper lip. Was Mr. Grayson trying to grow a mustache? "Mr. Grayson," Bat said, "did you know that gorillas can catch human colds and other illnesses?" "Is that so?" said Mr. Grayson. "It is," said Bat. Sometimes, when Bat was nervous about something, like right now, when he was nervous about where his mother was and why she was late, he thought about interesting animal facts. "Well, did you know," said Mr. Grayson, "that if you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground, it can't hop?" "Yes," said Bat. "Doesn't everyone know that?" Mr. Grayson laughed. The stubby little hairs above his lip bobbed up and down. "Maybe so," he said. Bat considered whether he should tell Mr. Grayson that his mustache looked a lot like a caterpillar. But just then, Mom pulled up in her burgundy wagon. She waved and honked her normal three friendly honks. "There she is," said Mr. Grayson. "I know," said Bat. "I can see her." Mr. Grayson sighed and rubbed his finger along his upper lip. "Okay, Bat," he said. "Have a good afternoon." He waved at Bat's mom before walking away, across the parking lot to his own car. It was an little orange coupe, usually dusty, but clean today because of the rain over the weekend. Bat opened the back door of the station wagon and climbed in, slipping out of his backpack before he shut the door. "Hello, Bat," said Mom. "Hello," said Bat. He buckled his seatbelt. "You're late." "I know," Mom said. "I'm sorry." She turned around from the front seat to smile at him. "I missed you," she said. Then she turned back around and started driving toward home. "I missed you too," Bat said. "Dad made chili and wouldn't let me watch the Animal Channel because there was a basketball game. And Janie was busy all weekend practicing that song for her stupid play. Janie loved to sing and dance and act, and she was getting ready to audition for the role of Alice in Alice in Wonderland, her school's spring play." "Is she getting good at the audition song?" Mom asked. "I don't know," Bat said. "How is the baby Kit? Is he at home?" "Yes," said Mom. "I set up an enclosure for him in the living room."
"Like Baby Cake's enclosure?"
"Not that big," Mom said. As they turned the corner onto their street, Plum Lane, Bat saw Janie up ahead on the sidewalk. He could tell it was her by the way her dark brown ponytail swung side to side. Her hair was thick and straight like a horse's tail, which was why Bat liked it, even though he would never tell Janie.